producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Thanksgiving like a live radio program.
That's right.
And there are only two, actually three of us, because I was going to say Art. That's blasphemy. George would be upset with me because I said Art. George Norrie is doing live, and he did that. We had a conversation, he and I had a long conversation about this once a couple of years ago, why we both decided we ought to be on the air, and we're the only ones who are. George Norrie's on holidays, not every one, but most of them, and I'm on, but he's on in the evening so he can still sort of start the day the right way. But this program is the only program that's on live probably anywhere in the Western Hemisphere, at least wherever.
Thanksgiving. Scan your dial. Yes. Come right back.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let us know what else is out there. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, happy Thanksgiving from all of us, the global studios for Radio America, where Richie is, in the not exactly global reach. Well, I have a global reach, but I have a global studio. But the thing about being on the air on Thanksgiving, or now that the clock has been turned back, is that I have a real handicap. I can't look out the window on the pasture. So I'm figuring everything is A-OK. The thing that most of us have seen...
You mean because it's a dark 30s?
Yes, right. The thing that most of us have seen that are thankful for is that amazing moon.
That's
if you have not seen this moon that we have, we've had three or four really, really powerful, the last three or four, as a matter of fact, last three or four full moons have all been at a time when most of the country could see them, and at a time when the moon is closer to the earth, and at a time when there seems to be clarity. There's such,
the sky is so
clear and so bright. It is just a wonderful thing, a phenomenon of nature. I guess yesterday I was having physical therapy on my shoulder, and the physical therapist and I were talking about, I said, happy Thanksgiving, she's going to spend it with her family, that's swell, you know, the usual stuff that you talk about
right.
Thanksgiving.
Definitely.
I find myself more charged up sometimes. I don't get excited about Thanksgiving or Christmas or any of the holidays, actually, but I like the way the tone is set now for Christmas. Christmas is a wonderful holiday because there is so much goodwill. And New Year's, every year we get a chance to sort of wipe the slate clean, start over again fresh. It just, I'm pinching myself because we're there already. It just seems like we had the 4th of July a week ago. And so Richie says every time I say that, his eyes roll into the back of his head.
Wow, hey, listen, the closer you get to the finish line.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. I've heard that 100 times. So anyway, Thanksgiving wishes. We invite your Thanksgiving wishes, 888-302-3684. Doug at DougSteffen.com or Rich at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. But the nicest thing would be to actually hear your voice. A lot of new stations, a lot of stations that carry us on the event of a holiday. I like WRSC, for example, State College, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
That's
love
a great market. Yeah, it's a really good market. So anyway, hello to those of you who are there and wherever else you may be. New folks listening in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois this week. The list broadens and continues, and that's kind of cool. The reach is good. 888-302-3684 would put you in touch with us, and you can say happy Thanksgiving. You can just say hi. Maybe you want to call somebody, and we can put the call together. It will be operative. Let's put it that way. Our poll this week, as usual, has the polls about turkeys and Thanksgiving. Did you get a frozen turkey for Thanksgiving, or are you waiting to get a fresh one? Well, in our case, we didn't get either, although Meredith did buy stuffing.
What are you going to put it in?
On the fish.
On the fish?
Of course.
You're going to stuff the fish.
Stuff that fish.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, and it will not be frozen frankenfish either. Well, we have there are a bunch of different things, veggies and that sort of stuff. Did you get a frozen turkey? Let's see how this shake out. 44% said eating somewhere else, so we don't need to to worry about it. 24% of you said already have a frozen one. 11% of you said picking up a frozen one today. 10% said waiting to get a fresh one. And 9% said not sure which I'm going to get. All right. And so the...
You better figure something out.
Right. This was yesterday's poll, so I guess that is washed away. And today, the usual sort of thing about whether you are preparing different sorts of side dishes or you're into the regular ones. Your favorite one may be stuffing, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce. We had a big discussion this week about green bean casserole. You found out that it was very prevalent, and there were some states
Absolutely.
That used it more than others, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they were talking about the states that eat the most green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm.
I think Hawaii was the least, with like 10 or 11% of the people there.
Right.
And then, was it Louisiana? No. Yeah, Louisiana was the most.
Louisiana came in at either the top or bottom of a couple of different lists. And I can't help but think or imagine how, because Roberta Fasanelli of our staff is now living part-time in New Orleans, how much more focus there is on what's going on in New Orleans. Just so you know, the rest of the world is A-okay. I guess the good news of the day for Thanksgiving is that Russia, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is an American holiday. I mean, a real. This is so unique. There are other, most countries celebrate their Independence Day. Most countries have a way to honor soldiers and people that have worked in behalf of the country during a time of war. Most countries certainly celebrate New Year's. And then there's Thanksgiving, which is a uniquely American holiday in the fact that the way we celebrate it. And I mean, there are other Thanksgiving. Canada has a Thanksgiving Day, but it's a different time of the year. It's just kind of it's a solemn, sacred kind of a day, thinking about what you have to be thankful for. And the first thing I see today is that Russia has promised not to go to war with Turkey over the shooting down of the plane.
Yeah, but they're going to ship missiles over there so that they can defend their planes.
Well, the Turks won't do that again, as a matter of fact.
No, but I'm glad they did, actually.
What, shoot the plane down?
I'm glad somebody drew a line in the sand for Russia.
Well,
somebody needs to do it.
Yeah. Well, somebody ought to draw a line in the sand for any number. We could come up with a dozen things. All right, here's a line in the sand when it comes to terrorism. Here's a line in the sand when it comes to oil. Here's a line that comes in the sand for human rights. So look at how many different signs, different things. And that's the deal. All right, let's see. 13 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm going to talk to some of my friends. You can talk to some of your friends. 888-302-3684. First thing I would like to do in terms of helping you with how your day will go. Many of you, if not most of you, will overeat. I do not plan to do that, but I was with somebody yesterday who said in a professional way, I was quite surprised, actually, because I don't usually hear that.
You're fat?
No.
No.
No, no.
You put on a few pounds?
No, she wasn't talking about me. She was talking about what the gist is of the holiday for her and her family is always just to eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And I think there are a lot of people who just eat and eat and eat. And then at the end of the day, those of you, there are 20... some odd million Americans right now, looking at the stat list, 20 some odd million Americans who have a high blood pressure problem. And so, people say, Doug, give it a rest, it's a holiday. Well, this is the holiday that you are more concerned about because more people get sick for obvious reasons. More people die of heart attacks the Friday after. You know, when we first started talking about Black Friday, I thought they were talking about, before I realized there was a retail connection, all the people who died because they overdid it on Thanksgiving.
Nice.
People who have weak hearts, who have bad circulation, who just shouldn't be doing, it's either that or after the first snowstorm. People are croaking left and right because they don't take good care of themselves, they eat too much, or they do, in this, the case of the shoveling of snow, they have too much exercise. That, by the way, can be affected as well by opening up the arteries and getting more blood around to your muscles, to your heart, to your brain. Everything in your body deserves to be well fueled. And that's what happens when you take Super Beets or the Neo 40 capsules that I take in the morning. Actually, I'm not as religious about it as my pal she takes them every morning before she gets going, and it really opens up and has less coffee. You don't need the caffeine if you're addicted to caffeine for the purposes of getting yourself charged up. Some people are just addicted to caffeine because, you know, it's something to be addicted to. But in our case, my case, Richie's case, we don't drink coffee. So this is a great way to get the benefits of three whole beets in just one capsule. Take the capsule, melts in your mouth, immediately goes into your system, opens up the nitric oxide, opens up your arteries, gets the blood pressure down. If you take the other corresponding product is Super Beets, the dried powdered formula, comes in a canister. You open it up, put a teaspoon in a glass of water. If you're like me, you may put a little something in to sweeten it up, or you'll have the black cherry flavor. Either of those two things is acceptable. Again, it gives you a charge later in the day. It's very cool how this thing works. And people used to think it was a secret. It's not a secret anymore. People, millions of people every day will take this, and you ought to join them. And you can by dialing 800-655-4183. Give yourself a good Thanksgiving and peace of mind. People are standing by to take these calls now. 800-655-4183. If you're worried about talking to somebody on a holiday, you don't want to, oh, gee, I wouldn't want to put them through that work. So just go online then. DougLikesBeats.com. DougLikesBeats.com. Order the Neo 40. Get the Pick Me Up. There's with a purchase of two boxes of Neo 40, you'll get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and a book on nitric oxide that explains how your system works. Bring it to your doctor. Ask your doctor. Dr. Ken Cronow says, use this. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Music is a gift like no other, and this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear, the season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Fender Squire Strat with amp and accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a toka djembe drum, just $29, or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center, in store and at guitarcenter.com.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $698, and save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $299. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday, or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29, while supplies last. See club for details.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
It's Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There you go, Richie. A little mashed potato. And then there's the gravy song that she did.
Can't wait for the mashed potatoes.
Gravy and mashed potatoes. Edie Sharp, from the same era as Ronnie Spector and the Chiffons and all those Darlene Love.
You know, you just don't have artists sing about food that much anymore.
No, you don't.
Back
you don't.
In the 60s. The 60s was like the decade where they sang about food.
Jay and the Techniques, Apple Peach, yeah, Pumpkin Pie,
right here,
that kind of stuff. Ah, what a great pop song. Sing along, everybody, if you know the words. It's a great Thanksgiving song. Apple peaches, pumpkin pie.
Got them all.
Hi, 25 at the hour. Doug Steffen with the Good Day program. Rich and I together on Thanksgiving Day 2015, Thursday, the 26th of November. Normally, for those of you who are joining us, your camaraderie is appreciated. Nice to have you on board. Any conversation you want to share with us or somebody else that's listening or you want us to find somebody, 888-302-3684. During this portion of the program and every hour, there's always sort of a musical connection, a musical story. And in this hour, we also go back to some of the programming from the previous day on television, some of the midday programs. If we can find something good and funny from the late night shows, that's okay. There's less and less of that. Even though a lot of people enjoy Jimmy Fallon's skits and the things that are more absorbing. He's not a good monologuist and he's not a good interviewer, but he does do good skits. So that's to be
fun,
enjoyed.
Fun.
But I think you get a lot of fun out of Colbert. Seth Meyers is coming around. But the English guys that are on.
I think you're the one that's coming around.
You think so?
Yeah, Seth Meyers is there.
Okay.
You're just getting there.
I don't, when I hear the audio from those late night guys, the late night guys.
I think in about 2 to 3 years you'll go, that guy's really funny. And okay. Then when they retire, you'll say, I want Seth Meyers back.
No, I want Jay. I want Johnny Carson headed back, actually. That's what I'd like.
Yo.
Steve Harvey is a very talented fellow. You hear me extol his values, and people say, well, why would you do that? He's a competitor of yours. He does a syndicated morning program. It's on mostly R&B stations, black stations, about 70 of them around the country. Very talented guy. He has a midday talk show as well. And yesterday he joked about whether one of the members of his audience ought to barge into her son's room when he's on the computer.
I'm a single mom. I have a 12-year-old son. And every time I walk into his room, he's kind of fidgeting and changing his iPad, turning it off real fast. I'm not stupid. I kind of know what's going on. How much time should I give him to walk into his room?
About an hour. I walked in my son's room one time, and I'm telling you, what I saw on the screen, I was just... And then I had to go, what the hell you got on that computer?
Yeah. How many of us have... I've actually never done that. That's never happened. Hopefully, Richie, it doesn't happen to you or your children.
You can follow their history. If you've all got the same Apple account, I can see what he watches on YouTube, and I can see what he searches on.
And you do it live as he's doing it?
Yep.
Okay, good. Ellen DeGeneres on her program, joking about where to eat and how to get people seated properly around the table today.
I don't know how you got to be here instead of home cooking, but good for you. Thanksgiving is a big day for family, and one of the most stressful parts is figuring out where to seat the people at the dinner table. That is, don't you think that that's the hardest thing? Because they're like, why am I sitting over here?
All right, and then it's where do you sit on the airplane as they squeeze more and more people onto the planes at Thanksgiving?
Tomorrow is the busiest travel day of the year, which means millions of you will be sitting in airplane seats. So, well, the bright side, pat-downs. Apparently, airline seats, they're just, you know, they weren't always this small. And now they used to have big seats, and you could just spread your legs out, and you could put your feet up. But now airlines are paying millions of dollars to figure out ways to fit more people on planes. Like, we need that.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, when I flew last week,
yeah,
three big dudes in a row does not make a comfortable flight.
Nope. And that's why, I don't mean this to sound the wrong way, but I don't like to sit back there.
I hear you, brother.
Yeah. 28 past the hour. Happy Thanksgiving from Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, so why did Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders end up speaking at Jerry Falwell's Liberty University?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gary LaMarche. Talk about Daniel in the lion's den. Bernie Sanders went to Jerry Falwell's Liberty University to talk about income inequality. Smart move?
Oh, I thought he succeeded brilliantly. He went into what might be considered enemy territory. He treated his audience with respect, acknowledged the differences he has with them, but tried to engage them on a different moral plane than the issues these evangelicals are used to being identified with. And, you know, while he didn't persuade many, if any, he came out, I think, with some respect. I think it's something that's rarely done on either side, and I thought he did it very well.
Good for him for accepting the invitation and going there and expressing his views in a civil but forceful way, and good for Liberty for having him and the students for sitting there and listening politely. And let me tell you, if it had been Rick Santorum at Oberlin College, the reaction would have been very different.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is the good stuff. I prefer the good stuff. Let's keep this good. 888-302-3684. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us here on the Good Day program. Happy Thanksgiving, Jack, to you and Mary and to your 83 kids and 1,950 grandkids. How many do you have, actually?
I've lost count.
somewhere
short of 20.
Really? Welcome to Mormonville.
Good Lord. He's not even a Mormon.
I think there's a little...
in the water out here.
Must be contagious. You go to Salt Lake.
I have a fellow who's working on a real estate deal with me, and I thought of you the other day, Jack, when I was talking to him. He's a great guy. His name is Anthony Marino. Comes from a big Catholic family. He had 19 siblings. In this day and age, can you imagine 19 siblings? And the reason I hired him to do the real estate work, to move this property, is because I looked at him and I said this and I smiled. I said, you had to fight for food when you were a kid. So this means you're aggressive. And he laughed. But can you imagine?
Well, Mary's one of 11.
Yeah.
And she said, boy, if you weren't at the dinner table when you were supposed to be at the dinner table, right, you didn't eat. Because it was all gone in 5 minutes.
finished over and out.
Yes.
So you have a big family gathering. Your house is big, though, so you have plenty of room for people to wander around in there.
Yeah, we have a real gourmet Thanksgiving dinner coming together today. And the best thing about it, the right kind of oils, the right kind of fats, very low sugar, and everybody's aware of portion control. That's the real trick for Thanksgiving dinner.
They're aware of it, but does that mean they're going to exercise?
No, but they're aware of it.
Yeah.
Enough to feel guilty.
I want you to meet a fellow that has been a friend of mine since I was in college. A fellow that means a great deal to me. I don't have many men friends, people that are really good friends, because I think friends, there are acquaintances, and I have, like most people, hundreds of acquaintances, but I don't have friends. And I would say the three of you I would count as right at the top of the list of people that I care about who are the same sex as I am. How's that for? Is that what is that mean?
It's a little weird, but I get what you mean.
No. It's, you know, and I appreciate that. Yeah. I really do. And you're one of Mary's and my closest friends as well.
Ben. Yeah. Well, I think that you can quickly and readily tell what it is that you're going to be able to do with someone. Ted Siller and I met the first day of school at Heidelberg in the fall of 1964, and we have been great friends ever since. And most holidays, he calls from wherever he is, and normally that's either in Cleveland or down in Florida or in Colorado. You're at Kristen's house in Colorado today, right?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Thanksgiving. Thanks for the introduction.
Wow, you knew all of that stuff. It's not like we haven't had that conversation before.
I know.
What do they call it? Richie's big on this. Man, what's it called when you have...
You got a bromance with Ted.
Yeah, not a bromance. That's not the... but, you know, it's a... There's a
no, you can say bromance.
Yeah.
He's your man.
But
friend.
Women refer Lifetime. To their friends as... I think there's a
BFFs now.
That's yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So best female friend.
Yeah.
So BMF.
Yeah, Ted, you can be a BMF.
Okay, that could save for something else too. With it too. All right. So Colorado has been hit with a lot of snow already this season, right? Where are you? You're in Denver proper. Or are you from? I forget where your daughter lives.
Yep, Denver proper. Yep.
Yeah. So what's is
and where? I haven't looked outside yet. It's still dark here, but and we're supposed to get just a couple inches, but it's going to be cold, and they have a little storm coming through today.
Yeah.
Just in time.
But there have been a number of storms so far that have produced quite a bit of snow out there, I think, haven't there?
Oh, yes. Yeah. But at least two of them that I've heard about. Yeah, they've had some already.
When did you get in there?
A week ago.
Did you? You've been there for a week?
Oh. Yeah, playing with the grandchildren and just having a good time.
One of the things that's most, and I don't mean this to sound, well, it is kind of negative, I guess. That airport there is such a hummer. Do you find of all the places that you, I don't want to sort of twist this around so it sounds like you have to say yes, but of all of the airports that you travel through, what is there, how do you rank that Denver airport?
Well, it's kind of like Disney World. We hop on the tram and say, yeah, we kind of ride, and we always wait to see who greets us on the tram speaker.
Mm-hmm. No, why, do they have, it's like Disney World, there are different people on the speaker?
Oh, well, just sometimes the governor, sometimes one year it was John Elway, one time, you know, it was just somebody who says, welcome to Denver.
You know, the great thing about Denver, Doug, is even though they get snow, it's the mile high aspect
dry
of it.
Snow.
It's
pretty
and
much.
It's gone
quickly. Yeah.
So the sun is always out. The snow melts. They get a couple inches in the morning, and by the afternoon it's gone, and it's even though it's only 40 degrees, it feels warm because you're so high up there.
I want to, when I hear the beautiful sun weather. Is out, the work is done, deep in the heart of Texas.
Denver.
Deep in the heart of Denver. Jackson, Salt Lake City, where that work there. Deep in the heart of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, our house right here is at 6,200 feet, and what Rich just described is exactly applicable here.
Yeah. The mountain areas are a great place. I wouldn't necessarily want to live on a mountain, but it's a great visitation. I want to live on a hill that has a great view. And your place up there has a great view of the city and out to the Salt Lake and those sort of. You can see for a long way.
Oh, I'm looking out at the valley right now. The furthest lights you can see off in the distance, 85 miles away.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, so Teddy, what's happening with you? And this is the same conversation that I will have and others of you who are listening with your friends all day long today. What's new? If you haven't caught up, you have two children. The last time I heard, Teddy was about to get married. Is that true, or was he engaged to that lady?
He is still in the process.
It's not doing anything too quickly.
I'm married yet.
Yeah,
that's right. It's only been a couple years.
Yeah, let's not get too carried away. And how
he's
about,
coming in today.
Yeah,
so
good,
looking
good.
Looking forward to seeing him.
Yep. Well, but isn't that what this, I was talking earlier, you may have heard me, about how unique this day is to America. There are a lot of other days that other countries celebrate, and there are Thanksgiving days in other countries, but this seems to be such a uniquely American deal. deal. And there's a sacredness to it, even though some of the stores are opening today. There are only a few holidays in my mind that are worth anything. This is one of them. I think actually the holidays that come at this time of year are worthwhile, and the 4th of July and maybe Memorial Day / Veterans Day. Otherwise, the rest of them are a waste of time. Labor Day is a complete sellout to the union. And, you know, okay, so it marks the end of the summer season, maybe. But come on. In terms of what we really do with today may be the day that we actually do think about. People think more about what they're thankful for. Don't you? Do we all agree?
Yeah, today's a great day to make up for all the rest of the year. Holidays are great for family get-togethers. You know, you can choose your friends. You don't choose your family. You get stuck with them. But Thanksgiving's a great time to sit down and say, hey, you know what? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That's it. Don't say anything else. I'm sorry. Sorry. Look at everybody or anybody that you think has had a problem with you. And that diffuses the argument of the conversation. I'm sorry. I'm grateful that we're all together. I'm sorry for anything that I might have said or done that was stupid. Pass the turkey.
That's right.
That's the way to start.
There you go.
All right? What's wrong with that? Nothing. Forget about all the rest of this stuff.
Forget about it.
The neighbors with the neighbors invite all these people, but funny, they'll be there. And the lady of the house, if that's proper, says, okay, we're going around the table first, and everybody has to say something that they're thankful for.
Yep.
First time, I said, oh, Lord, I'm glad I'm second, not last. All the good things will be gone. But
no, we all have our personal things. Meredith and I started the day today and last night, what are we thankful for? And I think you do that as a matter of course, because we really, when you get down to brass tacks, even if there are things that are difficult or there are annoyances or maybe you really have a problem, illnesses and that kind of stuff, you still have a lot to be thankful for. And what I learned last week, I've said this, Richie, you've heard me say this about every day since I saw this TED video, not my friend Teddy, but the TED video series. A fellow who's a priest was talking about gratitude and happiness. And it was a short, like 12-minute piece, but really the bottom line is one sentence. To be happy, you must be grateful. It doesn't come the other way around. Happiness does not lead to gratitude. Gratitude leads to happiness. And it's, I think, about whether it came from Buddha or whether it came from my great-grandpa. I don't know who it came from. I just think that's a perfect way of summarizing.
Sounds like it came from Doug.
Well, it came from this priest, but I've sort of, I alter things for my own purposes. And in this circumstance, I just think that it is. And by the way, to speak about the men's club, which is sort of what we have here, Richie and Jack and Teddy and me, the men's club didn't used to be sensitive. And of all the four of us, Richie has been the hardest one to pull along, but he's even beginning to get it.
That's a compliment.
Yeah. I'm used to it, Ted. Don't worry about it.
But when we were in college, we never really thought about it. I mean, every time I think about that one morning I woke up and you were running down the stairs with the hoochie coo there, I think about all of the things that we did when we were, that were so foolish, and yet they were so fun, but they were bonding. Again, there's nobody in my life who goes back as far as you do that I want to be, that it isn't so much that you are in touch with, it's do you want to be in touch with them. There's a big difference there, don't you? I mean, you can be in touch, but do you want to be in touch with them? And so that's, I think, the deal. And then the more sensitive, is this an age thing or is it a maturity thing? Or maybe it's the people you hang around with. But we've all become more sensitive and sensible, perhaps, but sensitive in the sense that it is manly to be caring about other people, other men, other women. What's the right thing to do? How do you best take care of those you love? Things like that. that are an appropriate part of becoming a mature man in a time when there is a lot of bullying going on. There are a lot of men who just don't get it. They become what they think is successful. They ride around in fast cars, and they have no relationships. You know, running around in fast cars, cool. I drove a car last night. Man, was it fun to drive. And so, you know, those things are fun. But what really makes a difference is maybe who you're in the car with. How's that? In this sense, how are you getting from one point to another? If you're doing it by yourself, it's sad and not desirable. But the best thing to do is to cultivate the relationships that you have, the friendships that you have that you really want. I'm sure that if you look around, you will find greatness. And friendship is a great, great, great important part of our existence. And it helps us to keep ourselves around long. We live longer if we have good friendships that are honest friendships. There's the stuff that doesn't eat at you. Jack will tell you that there's nothing worse for your body than to have things going on in your head that cause you to eat up your body.
Well, it does. You kind of go into what's known as a sympathetic overload. The fight or flight never really relaxes, and so everything's tense. Organs overwork. You burn out.
Yep, right, exactly. And Kenny's got a wonderful wife, got two great kids. Richie's got a great wife and two good kids. Jack's got a great wife and about 18 kids. So, everybody is fine and dandy. All right, so Teddy, wishes to you. I haven't. Why is it that when we have these conversations, I always am the one who tends to take over the conversation? I should probably let you all talk.
Because it's your radio show.
Is that what
that's right? No, I think it's talk radio.
Is that what it is? Okay. Conversation continue. All right, Teddy. Happy Thanksgiving to you and
okay.
And Kathy and the
kids. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. See you, Jack. We ought to spend a minute or two talking about some of the things that are very important today. I was talking about high blood pressure, people overeating. You just said something a few minutes ago about what to do, whether people are going to take heed of what you've said. But let's underscore a few of the important things that people need to keep in mind as they prepare food and as they eat it. Digestion, you know, things that are a normal part of the process, but don't get thought of. They get forgotten on Thanksgiving.
Oh, you know, it's, we always have a, we always get carried away with things like that. And, you know, it's, and I don't want to use the word moderation thing. It, you know, just being careful, with bad oils. And the research that's coming out now, the combination of bad oils, and bad oils, I mean canola, I'm talking about soybean, safflower, sunflower, cottonseed of all things. We're supposed to wear cotton, not eat it. And, you know, just, you know, the kind of Thanksgiving dinners that our great-grandparents ate, that's what you need to do. Because back then, there was no heart disease.
No
heart disease never even showed up till about 1920 when people were infused with white flour and bad oils.
Cancer was
very rare.
Yeah.
Cancer was, I think, number 10 100 years ago in the, you know, the killers of American people.
Yeah.
The number one thing was infectious diseases. And we still have an infectious disease problem today, but not nearly the numbers that you're going to see with cancer and heart disease. Heart disease has slowed down a little tiny bit, but cancer is just exploding.
Yeah.
And it goes right back to nutrition, malnutrition, the food choices that we make. And these sad, sorry cases, every time I turn around, there are children with cancer every time I turn around.
Yeah.
And
you know what?
When we were kids, Rich, when you're a little younger than I am. I was 65 here about a month ago. When you were in grade school, how many kids had cancer?
Oh, you never heard of it.
No, you never heard of it.
Was, right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And now it's just everywhere we turn.
But, you know, I was thinking, I was talking to a friend of mine here, and I did the whole 30 challenge where you just eat paleo, basically. And
well, that was when you had your Hodgkin's, right? Have you
I just did this a few months ago just to kind of reset my health thing.
Yep.
But it's basically paleo. And we were talking, Thanksgiving is really an easy holiday to go paleo. Vegetables,
absolutely.
Turkey, potatoes,
absolutely.
You know, and so you can really eat healthy on Thanksgiving. You just got to watch the pies and the gravies and stuff like that, and the butter and the
portion,
bread.
And that's where the portion control comes in. It doesn't mean you can't have a couple of bites of pie. You're going to do it anyway, but to sit down there and eat a quarter piece of a quarter pie of pumpkin pie.
Yes. Last night, Meredith's getting the stuff out of the bag from the grocery store, and she has this gluten-free pumpkin pie that she takes out and puts
on.
Oh, for pizza. And then she takes out, and she says, here, I get this for you, and it was half of a blueberry pie. So,
half. Where'd the other half go?
Listen, I need the whole thing over there. And she knows that. That's why I was only half a pie.
Well, Jack. tomorrow's podcast is exactly on this topic.
All right, check out Jack's podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com. A lot of great material there for you, especially the Thanksgiving stuff. ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell with us here on Good Day at 51 after the hour. Come on, baby. I want some gravy.
A little kiss is what I'm waiting. I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now 53 after the hour. Excuse me, this is Thursday, November the 26th, Thanksgiving Day, 2015. Live on the air, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and all of our pals. You can be our pal, too, if you'd like to. Share thoughts, what your experiences are, what are you going to be doing today. Just a good general conversation, live at 888-302-3684. Every morning in the program, and again, I'm sort of doing a regular wheel here. We call it a wheel, a broadcast wheel. Every hour we have certain things that we do at certain parts of the hour. And because there are so many new people that listen on holidays that don't normally have the ability to hear the program, or they hear it earlier, or they're busy working and they're not working today, so they pick up bits and pieces of the program they haven't heard. In this portion of the program, we talk about technology. And I think what most people, or many people anyway, are interested in, how to get in on the bargains. Have you missed even, you know, every time is a good thing. The advertisers and that's how I make my living. This is a program that's generating advertising revenue for me so I can keep doing the program. So advertisers, I can't smack them too much across the head, but there's advertisers, the news media that always make things like there was Black Friday. Once there was a Black Friday, a one-day event, and then it was Black Friday weekend, and then it was the week before. For God's sakes, this has been going on for almost a month.
You know what's funny, though, is that they got a little smack back from opening on Thanksgiving evenings, and a lot of retailers are stopping that. Yeah. I don't know that anybody's opening up this evening.
No. Well, I'll give you the rundown of stores. Radio Shack, although nobody goes there anymore.
Are there even any Radio Shacks left?
Yeah, there's I think there's about 1,100 of them left, but there used to be 2,600, 2,700. So if you want to shop early today, Radio Shack open at 8 o'clock. And then the other stuff isn't open until late this afternoon. Toys R Us and JCPenney and Walmart and Kmart and that bunch. All right, so that takes care of that. But I do want to talk about Black Friday a bit, online sales, because of the focus on technology. We've got to spend some time on what a lot of you have been spending time on, and that's buying things online. So we'll check out the numbers in a moment here on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The holidays are a time for lots of social gatherings and lots of small talk. And while it may seem like people are comfortable discussing just about anything these days, when it comes to personal money matters, a recent survey by Ally Bank found that what people are willing to discuss and with whom varies. Here's Diane Murray, CEO and President of Ally Bank.
We found that more than any other age group, millennials acknowledge talking with others about their income, their savings, and debt. In fact, nearly half say they disclose their income to others.
In general, though, 70% of people still consider it rude or inappropriate to discuss personal money matters in a social setting.
When people do discuss finances socially, nearly one half of our survey respondents said they prefer to keep it neutral. For example, talking about price comparisons on goods and services, or where to find a better interest rate on a savings account.
And when it comes to social circles, more than half of those surveyed say it's important to surround themselves with people they feel are financially secure. For more on the Ally Bank Money Talk survey, go to ally.com.
All right, so let's see here what's going on. There is a spike, Richie, in online sales, early deals that some people have taken advantage of. Some folks say they've done all of their shopping. There was a survey done of online. I get these every once in a while myself. Surveys, e-commerce surveys, and 21% of those who responded say they have done all of their shopping that they need to do online prior to today. So it's interesting to see. This is supposed to be, by the way,
according to the
Retail Sales Association of America.
Nobody should be done.
There is supposed to be this, starting today and through this next month, this will be the richest holiday in the history of American merchandising, because there are more people and there is more free cash around this season because of the price of gasoline as much as anything else. People are expected to spend more, or the total, not spending more, but more people spending as much, so that this will be a Lollapalooza of a retail season.
Capitalism going to work for you.
There you go. And a lot of it's being done online. People spending on average $135 so far online buying these things for.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.